Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast, where we talk about life struggles, encompassing health, wellness, and alternative approaches to medicine naturally. Your host is Simply Jewel. So let's get ready to heal the mind, body, and soul. She's atypical of the average. SimplyJewel.com.
Good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday, another Tuesday we've never seen before. You know, I tell you, I'm always trying to figure out things to talk about. As most of you know, my podcast is pretty much like my journal, but yet I'd like to reach more of you. So pretty much I'm talking about my experiences, you know, my two cents. I'm still trying to formulate a new pattern to reach you all. Not on a fact-finding mission. I'm just ready to go. I'm just trying to figure out how to put it in perspective and how to put it in order. You know, as they say, make it make sense. So that's what I'm trying to do. As you know, I am one that flies solo. I don't have a team. So everything you see that I do or everything that you hear is just me. And I am atypical of the average. So if you don't like that type of thing, I may not be a good fit for you. And that's okay. But keep checking back because I'm just going to get better with time. Okay. So with that being said, let's talk about it. My two cents today is talking about serious and honest. Let's be serious and honest, people. You know, serious and honest people can relate. Verdad? Verdad. You know, the ones that are here talking and doing a lot and saying nothing, you know, it brings to mind that if you're so busy doing so much, how are you really gonna put your love into what it is that you do? You know, I look sideways at people that are so busy and involved in everything but can't take the time to have a serious, honest conversation. You know, especially if you're trying to do something, trying to make a difference. For me, I am trying to make a difference in the world. I am trying to bring people to an awareness where we really have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of anybody else or get involved in anything else. You know, if you're not in alignment, how are you going to help somebody else? Or at least let people know that you're taking the steps to be your best self, give yourself time, love on yourself before you can get out here and do all kinds of things. And it's okay to be active. Just make sure you're putting yourself first. Does that make sense? Meaning, you know, slow down. Just slow down. Like I say, I look sideways at people who everybody laughs at me and say, oh, cosmetology, nursing, and science. Pick one. No, that goes hand in hand. But really, you know, do people really hear a word you say? You know, I don't think they do. I think they only listen to what it is they can do that's going to benefit them. All I got to say is be careful, people. You know, now don't get me wrong. It's just a different kind of energy when people are doing everything and they want you to look at their stuff, go over here, go over there. And I'm constantly saying, well, have you checked out my page? How do you know what it is that I do? Have you even talked to me to see if I can clarify anything for you? And oh yeah. But really and truly, I don't see them, you know, engaging. Like I said, I get people are busy, but don't have me come onto a project and you're not giving me any time, but you want me to come and do whatever you need me to do. Because I will say this, I am dependable. I am reliable. So don't get me started. Anywho, I'm sure they mean well, but I just flow different, you know? I feel like now, in these new times, it should be give and take. I grew up with that saying, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. That doesn't mean I do all the work, I support everything you do, but then I'm still left wondering, well, when are they gonna get involved? You know, don't have me doing everything for you and still have yet to see you support what I'm doing. Bottom line. Oh, please don't ask me when should we meet or when you want me to call you or, you know, what time are you thinking, or let me know, you know, what you're really trying to say and what it is I can help you with. Then all of a sudden, you don't call, you don't show up, you know, you lost me. Matter of fact, you know, I'll just start treating people with a long-handled spoon. I'm not mad at you. It's just, maybe it's just not time for us to come together. You know, at that time, maybe I'll just say peace and blessings to you when I see you on the street. Maybe you'll bring it to my attention. Maybe you'll have time. So who knows? But people, if you know someone like this, all I can say is keep going. Don't get discouraged. Just know, you know, just don't take it personal. Just know that it's not your time yet. You know, for that connection. If it means to be, if it's meant to be, it will be. You know, you got to put in the work to make things come together. Not like, you know, pulling teeth. It becomes confusing. So, like I say, just put it on the back burner and keep going. That's all I have to say is, people, be honest. We are all trying to be great. But if you don't have time, you know, to add another thing or another project, just say so. You know, I can respect a person better if they just say, you know, now is not a good time. Let's revisit this. You know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying I don't have time? Quit making it, you know, quit appeasing people and making it seem like you're all gung-ho and ready to get something going. Because if you're not ready, you're just not ready. It causes anxiety. It causes stress. You know, I feel like that's why we are, you know, all over the place. People wanting to be great. It's okay to be great, but we can be great together. For an example, you know, why can't we just visit different platforms and let others know that we all have resources? And then we visit each other's, you know, lives to let them know what we do so that people have resources. Eventually, we'll all come together. You know, that gives people a chance to become familiar, you know, with one another, because we all have gifts. We all have gifts. What I do, people can't do what I do. I've been doing this all my life. I have a different way of doing critical thinking. I mean, we can do better together because what I may not think of, you may think of. But the fact of the matter is, the type of work I do, that's what I promote. The type of work you do, that's what you promote. What do you, you know, what you do, you may have a certain way, and I may have a certain way. You know, there's an artistic ability in all of us. We don't think alike. We don't formulate alike. Our minds aren't alike. You know, now let that sink in. You know, let that sink in. That we don't do everything alike, which is why we're all different. Our protein levels are different, even if it's a fraction. But there's one out of a billion chances that we'll do anything exactly alike. So all I have to say is that's why, you know, there's similarities, but we're not the same. You know, so be honest, people. Quit lying. Don't hate. Dare to be different. Dare to be honest. That's more long-lasting to me. You know, I'm getting tired of people just lying in your face. And then I think that you're not going to see them again. So they just appease you and then they get ghost. You know, you don't see them for a long time. Then all of a sudden you see them. You may be in a better place. They may be in a better place or not. But quit lying. You know, I don't care what title you have. I don't care who you know. You know, we may not be a good fit. That's fine. But quit dropping names thinking, oh, I know this person, and you give them their name and they don't deliver or they don't show up or all of a sudden you don't hear from them. Or maybe weeks down the way you may hear from them. Well, at that moment, if we didn't have a connection at that very moment, and then all of a sudden I don't hear from you, I'm good. Just know that. So people have to talk. We have to see if there's a connection. I may notice something, but then again, after all the lying, your character is what I look at. So if you lie, you lie, but I'm not going to, as people say, subscribe to that. I'm not subscribing to that at all. I'm the type of person, I believe in righteousness, and that's the way I roll. So with that being said, people, you know, honesty and being serious, that makes me feel like we can start some kind of rapport with one another as we go along the way. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But energy begets energy, not words. So let's see what 2024 brings. We're only in the second month. It's ending soon in a couple of days. It's still a new year. And you know, I'm going to keep going. I suggest you do the same because life is lifing. Don't forget to make healthy choices, exercise, drink your water, meditate, pray. Let's go, people. Be well. That's all I'm going to say for today. I just wanted to bring that to the forefront and let people know you're not alone. You're not the only one meeting people that are not telling the truth. Excuse me, but if you want to align yourself with people that are honest and that tell the truth, keep going. They will fall in your lap. Or let's just say you will meet the people that you can trust, that think like you think, that want to move forward and get some things going. But don't be discouraged. Keep going. Life is lifing, and we are in some new times, and people are starting to see that, you know, they've been around people that just keep going and appease you, keep you dangling. No, go ahead and purge that. Go ahead and say, nope, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to keep on going. I've got things on my plate. And until you get to a place where you feel like you've accomplished something, just keep going and then take a break. It's okay, but slow and steady, people, slow and steady. Okay, continue success to those who are really open and honest and serious about what they're doing. For those that are still just dangling people along, quit doing that. Just quit doing that. Okay, peace and blessings, people. Bye-bye.